Hello.
Hey, this is Taisha giving you a call back from customer support. How may I help you?
I was on the phone with you guys for 25 minutes. The lady put me on hold to check on something, and you disconnected me.
Okay, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Rosalie Worley.
Thank you for that, Ms. Worley. For security purposes, could you verify your mailing address?
6009 Flat Slate Drive, Killeen, Texas, 76542.
Thank you. I do have an account just waiting on it to pull it up. How may I help you?
Well, they were trying to figure out how to get the refund to me because I haven't received it, and it's been since the 23rd of November. She was talking to the supervisor, and I was going to give them a different debit card number. And they were trying to figure out how to do that. Should be in the notes. I would assume y'all take notes.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just waiting on the account to load up. I was just trying to get
I get it.
See what's going on.
I get it.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't get the name of who I was talking to, so that makes it more complicated.
Move it. Thank you. Help a little bit. No. This is actually good because I can take the boot off and dry my legs or any water drops that might have gotten in there.
Uh-huh.
Get off. Hey! Hey! What did I say? I said no. Stop. No. No. Lay down.
Monka?
Hold that. Keep going.
Fix your leg up.
Bless you. That's how I know I got her in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I cut the tape, but I think it's where the string tightens it.
No, there's a piece of paper on the ankle one.
Yeah, no, I already cut it. Cut it. That's not the issue. I think it's where we tightened it there.
It's already off. So that's good.
In a hurry, dear? Just undoing that.
Your foot is not wet, and that's what matters.
Yeah. It might just be sweaty, too.
That's possible. Did you want to wash that and wash that part of your leg?
Yes, that would be great. Let's see if I can get more of this iodine on.
Okay, thank you for holding so patiently for me. So what was going on with the account? Because I see the charges on your account over a year old.
Yes, give her 1 second. She'll be right back in here.
Okay.
You have to tell her the story.
You have to hear the whole story again? Here you go, baby. I'm sorry. I'm helping my temporarily disabled daughter get out of the shower. There you go. I have a refund coming. I never received it. Called my bank. They said they can put in a fraud request, but to talk to you first because they hadn't been received. I called you guys. I talked to a very nice lady who was talking back and forth with her supervisor. They wanted to send an e-check, but my bank is online. Now, if I can print the e-check myself here, I might can make that work. My daughter knows the way to do it. I have to be able to print it as an actual check.
Otherwise, they were looking up to see how to process a different debit card for y'all to send the refund to.
Okay.
I know it's complicated. The easiest thing would be to take a new debit card number.
Now, we won't be able to take a new debit card, and the charges that's on your account are over a year old.
That's right.
And I'm looking for, you know,
There were two of them.
Yeah.
There were two $90-something dollar charges that they were refunding.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that one taken care of. The bank did that.
One moment.
Okay. What were the dates of those charges? Do you have it?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you give me the date and the exact amount?
Well, you were charged from September the 2nd of 2021. That's when you first started getting your first membership charge came out on September the 18th, 2021 for $92.90. And the next one came out on October for $92.90. And then November for $92.90. And then everything again.
All of those in 21?
Yes, ma'am.
That's three, not two. They only told me two last time. See, these are not my charges. I called about a fraudulent charge. My husband died in January of 21.
Yes, ma'am.
And I did not make these charges. He had leukemia for several years before he died. There is no way in hell I needed your product. I did not order it.
Yes, ma'am.
I called before, they only told me about two charges. So actually, you owe me three charges.
Right. Bear with me just a moment. I'm going to get you over to our supervisor, being that you didn't order these and this was fraud. Bear with me just a second.
These grades are these grades.
$298. And one right after the other. Who needs? Oh God, I guess somebody does. But so, yeah. I wonder if that was the product or if that was the whole, if that included shipping or if I ever received it.
That would be the
part.
He never got.
In 21,
he would have gotten those shipments for that first
shipment. Well, and by September, I was here.
But we should have aborted.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know where they sent them to.
If they had echo,
they would have come here.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not my problem, though. That's their problem. Yeah, I'll ask. But she found it when I gave them your address, so I'm guessing it's going to be this address.
She found it at this
address? Yeah. When she asked my address and I gave it to her? I don't know, honey. I have no idea. This whole thing is sketchy.